Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours.
Thank you for joining me early on, especially all the early chit-chatters. I'd like to say hello to a pouty girl, a non-re, Beccalina, hello, Chef Bonardee, Cyber War News, Derek Spooger, Dr. Jeep. What up, Dr. Jeep? Bunch of guest listeners. L-E-L-E-L-E-E-L. Lily-Lee-Leel. Wigger Christ is in the house. What's up, Wigger Christ? Who else do we have? No 42. Hey, No 42. Do you know where No 41 is at? Seems to be an MIA. I figure you two guys are. I figure you guys talk. Nugget Zero is here. Lady Zohar just entered the building. Hello, Lady Zohar. We also have Porno Puppy. Scissors here. XU out in the house. What up, XU out? Say hello to everybody in your tiny chat for me. Your Anus News in the building. Your Anus News. Also, Zone Ghost in the house. And Foxy is in the building, too. Hey, you know, Foxy, I did not really appreciate your artwork that you put out on the Twitter today. Apparently, Foxy was commissioned by the Russell League to paint a portrait of the Russell League crew, of which I am not a part of. Okay, I have nothing to do with those people. Yet, she included in this illustration. She included all the members of Russell League, and then she had at the bottom of the picture, you see my Vincent the Bay logo, and it's broken in half, and there's a pile of shit on top of it. I don't really appreciate that. I really don't. I have been more than friendly with the Russell League. I've allowed them to pretty much take over my show from time to time. And what's the thanks I get? They poop on me. Not to mention people like Schmoop who pee on my show. I don't know what to do. I really don't. But the show must go on. Tonight I'm not allowing any wiggers on the show. It's wigger free show. I kind of went off on Wigger Christ last night because I thought it was time to expose him for what he is. He's a third-rate wannabe black man. He's a wigger. I would say just a notch below KY Anonymous. We did some research into his background, and it turns out he is, in fact, a wigger. And I'm not sure if Russell League is aware of this. I know they have a no Jews policy. Oh yeah, I forgot. Jane peed on my show a couple of times too. So yeah, we did some digging on this Wigger Christ, and turns out that his true identity is his real name is Howie Schwartzbaum Steinwitz. Yeah, that's right. He's a Jew. Did you know that, Russell League? Did you know that you have a Wigger Jew amongst you? I hope you can live with this. If not, I assume you'll take the appropriate actions. But once again, I have exposed Wigger Christ as Howie Schwartzbaum Steinwitz. He's Jewish, and also this just came out of the Associated Press. They've confirmed that Wigger Christ has in fact gone into hiding, as the new Black Panthers have put a $20,000 bounty on his head. So if you have any information on where Wigger Christ's location is, please report it to the new Black Panthers. Also, I regret to announce that with this revelation that Nigger Christ is really Wigger Christ, there's been some fallout. Vince in the Bay, as you know, has many sponsors and many corporate relationships. And today, Colt 45, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and FUBU all dropped me as sponsors because of this. So this is only the beginning. This could be the beginning of the end. Thanks a lot, Wigger Christ. Anyway, we're going to try to have a great show tonight no matter what. I've got my pal, Danny Dantalian, who will be my co-host tonight. We'll take your calls. We will answer all your burning questions. It's more or less open lines tonight. If there's anything you want to discuss, feel free to do so. Obviously, the outing of Wigger Christ is huge. We can talk about that. We can talk about Wiggers in general. Of course, it's Big Titty Tuesday. We can talk about boobs. Also, ladies, feel free to DM me your boobie pics. Also, the royal family has a new member. That's right. I don't know. Prince What's-His-Fuck and Duchess of some crap. Had a kid, popped out a little kid today. This boy. All right, everybody's happy. Speaking of fornication, Anthony Weiner's wiener is back in the news. That's right. Just as Anthony Weiner thought all the controversy was behind him and his mayoral campaign was in full swing, he got blindsided by some revelations that he has, in fact, sexted and solicited women on the internet since the big Wienergate scandal. Yeah, so people are kind of giving him a hard time about that. No pun intended. But he has announced he's not going to pull out. Get it? He's not pulling out. Yeah, so that's interesting. What else is going on? Oh, apparently Roseanne Barr is now a Nazi. I kind of suspected that the whole time. We're also going to cover Parmesan chicken recipes, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, your favorite sexual positions, and the baseball career of Ricky Henderson. So feel free to call in and chime in about any of those topics, or if there's something on your mind that you want to share, feel free to do so at 347-826-7667. And it looks like, and Danny is going to be running a little bit late. Danny, my co-host, he's running a little bit late, so I think he might be on the board, but there's a lot of block numbers on there, so I'm going to have to dig through here and find him. In the meantime, today is Tuesday. As you know, it is, you know, the show is called Big Titty Tuesday, but on Tuesdays, the recording industry typically releases new material, new releases Tuesday, if you will. And a band that I'm a big fan of and who I've played a million times on this show, Gogo Bordello, came out with a new record today. I haven't had a chance to sit down and listen to the whole thing, but I'm going to play a track off their new record and then come back with hopefully with Danny Dantalian. And much more. It looks like I have potentially Shadow DXS, too, waiting in the wings. So stick around for that. I'll be right back.
No better than us, pleasure seekers, than to meet inside of the shamanic speakers. Where past is a memory, future is an illusion, and only the power of now is the confusion. We who seek long enough. And who would know better than us, freedom fighters, can to reach deep within to all the igniters. And all of the feelings you could never explain are coming to rescue from primordial brain. We who seek long enough, dig deep enough, stay strong enough, away. We who seek long enough, dig deep enough, find the diamonds in the rough.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here, doing it all over again for you. It's Big Titty Tuesday, and I'm excited to welcome on my co-host tonight, Danny Dantalian. Welcome, Danny Dantalian, to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Vince?
Nothing much, dude. Just doing the radio show and excited to have you as my co-host. I think this is long overdue. I'm glad
I know, right? Dude, I am excited to... Hello?
Hi.
Vince?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. Hi. I just wanted to make sure my thumb did not hit the end button on my phone because I am so drunk right now. I am so drunk right now, and I am afraid that my thumb is going to hit the end button on my phone. But I'm just saying, dude, I am, like, so happy to be here and, like, Shadow DXS closed my camera in Tiny Chat, but that's all good. Because guess what, Vince? This is not Tiny Chat. This is Blog Talk Radio. And we're here to talk Blog Talk Radio. So I'm here to ride you through the storm of Blog Talk Radio on your Vince in the Bay broadcast. It's world famous. You know what I'm saying? It's famous in the Bay. It's famous in the Bay Area. Everybody knows about Vince in the Bay. Vince of the Bay is representing the San Francisco area for life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm here on Vince in the Bay representing San Francisco. You know, I got love for the Bay, even though I'm millions and millions and bazillions of light years away from the Bay. You know what I'm saying? I got love for the Bay, so I'm glad to be here, Vince.
Wow. I don't know what
I
to
love
say.
You, Vince. I love you, Vince. Dude, you're like, I love you. I just want to say that right now. I love you, Vince. I love you, Vince. Dude, I love what you do. I love you, Vince. You give us a venue to express our opinions and our voice. I love you, Vince. I love you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And, you know, a lot of people will hate on Vince in the Bay. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people will hate on Vince in the Bay because a lot of people say, hey, Vince in the Bay, you know, we're going to troll him. You know what I'm saying? He's a Blog Talk Radio host, and he's in the Bay Area. We're going to troll Vince in the Bay. But you know what? Vince in the Bay has been a staple of the InfoSec community for so long, and I have mad respect for Vince in the Bay. That's just me. And, you know, I'm friends with people that don't have respect for Vince in the Bay, okay? And I'm friends with people that Vince in the Bay has beef with, and I'm friends with people that have beef with Vince in the Bay. It doesn't matter. I have respect for Vince in the Bay. That has nothing to do with anybody else. That has, just because I like somebody doesn't mean you have to like somebody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is their own person. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can like who they want. Everybody can like who they want, and you know, everybody can choose their own side. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I got tweeted by this account about 2 minutes ago, and it's called Ask Herp McFigs. You ever heard of this one?
Yeah, I know who that is. I don't have the clearance to say who it is, but I know who it is. It's just but I can speak for the person, I think, to a certain degree, and I can say that's somebody who respects Ask Herp McFigs. That is somebody who respects Assert MacFags, and they want to pay homage by doing a really funny parody account. They're not trying to mean any ill will by that parody account. They're just trying to show their homage. That's all I'm trying to say. I know that person that runs that account, and I'm just trying to say that all I'm going to try to say to stay neutral is that they like Assert MacFags, and they want to do a parody account that shows homage. You know what I'm saying? They're not trying to diss-ass her at MacFags in any way. I'm not going to say who runs that account, though, because I have not been authorized by the task force to say who runs that account. But I just can say, that they respect Asher, and they're just trying to pay homage.
To be honest, Danny, I really don't give a fuck. Who works
I know there. You don't, but I'm just trying to. You ask me, so I'm telling you what I know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Cool.
I'd like to appreciate. I appreciate Joe Pritch live tweeting the show. Thank you, Joe Pritch, dedicated listener and supporter of the program.
Yes, sir, dude. Joe Pritch. Hey, listen, Vince, before you go on, Joe Pritch, me and you have had our beefs in the past. I know you're talking about, hey, well, never mind. I ain't going to get into it, but just listen, Joe Pritch, you seem cool. Joe Pritch, you want to respect? I respect equally. It's whatever, dude, you know? Do what you do, man. I respect you, Joe Pritch. It's all good, Joe Pritch, dude. I respect you. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do.
That's, So, Danny, what do you think of the birth of the new royal baby?
Listen, the royal baby, that's what I was talking about, man. I was talking to my mom about this earlier. Now, listen, I talk to my mother about a lot of the stuff I do on the internet. And you can ask anybody that was in Tiny Chat earlier today, because my mom came on microphone in Tiny Chat. And was wild and out trolling everybody. She was not on camera, but she was trolling everybody with her voice. You know, that's neither here nor there, but it was funny. But I was talking to my mom about the royal baby, okay? And I was like, well, listen, Mom, me and my friend from New York, we posted pictures of a Muslim baby, of an Arabic baby, and we said that it was the royal baby. And she was like, no, you don't do that. You do not disrespect Princess Diana like that, because Princess Diana was a great person. She was royalty. She was the definition of royalty. And then, you know what? Regardless of whether I was trying to do satirical or not, I had to stop to think about it. I was like, my mom always keeps me in check. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? Princess Diana was a very beautiful woman, and she had a very good soul, and she really tried to do good for the world. And I was like, you know what? I really am disrespecting her memory, because that's her son's baby. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I kind of felt bad when my mom told me that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about the royal baby, though. That's just my own personal experience with the royal baby. That's all I can talk about the royal baby, though. But that's a little bit of insight into the trolling world of Danny and the real world of Danny. Because I tell my mom about all the shit I do online, dude. I tell my mom about the Vice articles. I tell my mom about the Huffington Post articles. You know what I'm saying? I tell my mom about Russell League, you know. And, you know, I tell her about this shit. You know, I told her about this fucking posting pictures of it of Arabic babies as a royal baby. And she was like, listen, don't disrespect Princess Diana's son by saying that it's an Arabic baby, not because of a race thing, but because that's wrong, because Princess Diana was a beautiful woman, and she had a very good heart, and she did a lot of good things to forward peace and to forward a good nation, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it kind of made me feel guilty for trolling, you know what I'm saying? Kind of made me feel guilty, but I was like, okay, Mom, you know, whatever.
Excuse me. Speaking of trolls, I'd like to address somebody who just tweeted me. 213 just tweeted me. Okay, you know, we're talking about Joe Pritch is talking smack on Twitter, whatever. It's Joe Pritch. I think he... Oh, 213 chimed in. Yeah, not sure how many times I can listen to Vince of the Bay talk about hacking PETA like being arrested is something to brag about. Dude.
Vince, let me stop you right here. If you do not want people to troll your show about talking about hacking and InfoSec.
Okay. Sorry, Danny. You need a timeout for a second. I need to address this, okay? I have never been arrested, ever. Never. I have never been arrested. I was indicted. Served papers, but I've never been handcuffed. I've never seen the back of a police car or anything like that. I've never seen a jail cell. I've seen the inside of several federal buildings, though. And that's all there is to it. And, yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that point. So I'll bring Danny back on. What's up, Danny?
Vince, I wasn't trying to interrupt you, dude, but I'm just saying, dude, like, you know, I'm your co-host, Vince, right? Tonight I'm your co-host. Like, I did everything I could to make sure that I could be co-host tonight. I came on maybe 15 minutes after the show started or whatever. But all I was trying to say, Vince, is if you do not want people talking about InfoSec shit on your show, I'm the ideal co-host. Because guess what, Vince? I'm not a fucking hacker, all right? I'm not a hacker. Dude, I don't even know how to fucking, I don't even know how to fucking hack into shit. I make music and piss people off. That's what I do, you know? So if you don't want fucking people talking about InfoSec shit, about hacking and shit on your show, dude, I'm the ideal co-host. Because I can talk about funny shit that's entertaining and not fucking boring as goddamn balls as listening to somebody talking about TCP ports and UDP ports and fucking shit routing through fucking goddamn NSA's fucking servers. Fucking dude, who wants to listen to that shit? Seriously. Vince, on FM radio and on AM radio even, you can guarantee me that you do not ever hear somebody talking about goddamn TCP ports. Can you guarantee me that or not?
Repeat the question.
Vince, have you ever heard somebody on AM radio or FM radio talking about TCP ports?
Fuck no.
Exactly,
but,
dude.
But you also won't hear anybody on AM or FM radio give retards unlimited time to talk about nothing on their airwaves.
All right, dude. All right, Vince. Dude, are you calling me a retard? Because I'm about to get mad, dude. Like, I feel really hurt that you... Dude, I feel like you're throwing me an underhanded insult.
What? No, I was not talking about you specifically.
Okay, all right. Because I know
buddy.
You better than that, Vince. I know you better than that, Vince. All right. Never mind what beef you have with any other members of my crew. I know you. Me and you have a relationship. I know you better than that. But anyway, Vince... What radio is about, what talk radio is about, it's about prank calls and it's about comedy. It is a not, and it's about conspiracy, too. Conspiracy, prank calls, comedy. That is what talk radio, successful talk radio is about, dude. Could you argue with it or could you not? Throw your argument my way if you can.
I would disagree.
You're going to disagree. All right, throw your disagreement.
Well, if you look at the most successful radio broadcasters, they all tend to be political, conservative talk show hosts.
Okay.
You got your Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Your Glenn Beck, your Sean Hannity, your Huell Hewitt, your Michael Medvedev. The list goes on.
Okay. All right.
There's a few exceptions, like Love Lines. I love Love Lines. I think it's a great format.
Okay.
And Coast to Coast.
Space Coast.
That's the closest thing a terrestrial radio station that actually makes money in is commercial. Gets to being having trolls and fucktards call in live.
Right. Okay, Vince, I'm not trying to say that I know more about radio than you, but I'm trying to say that, like, the type of radio that people like to... All right, I'm only saying this because I used to be a huge fan of FM talk radio back in the day.
Yeah, Porno Puppy makes a good point. I forgot about sports talk. He said, Jim Rome, yeah, sports is huge, too. I totally forgot about it. Sports talk radio. Yeah.
Okay, sports talk. But, all right, I can't really say what type of shows I used to listen to because I'm not going to broadcast that out to an audience as large as yours, Vince, because that would dox me, you know what I'm saying? That would pinpoint my location. But I was a fan of late-night talk radio and evening talk radio. There was a program that I used to listen to when I was probably 12 years old until the time I was about 16 years old, which is actually when the program went off the air. And it was local to my area. And they actually took him off the air because he kept doing prank calls, which was not allowed by Clear Channel. Clear Channel made, you know, Clear Channel started really cracking down on prank calls around, I'm going to say, maybe 2008, 2009. They really started cracking down on prank calls. Clear Channel would not allow you to.
Okay, my co-host Danny is in the green room. I'm now going to bring on Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
What up, dude? You say you put Danny in the green room?
He's wasted, man. He won't stop talking about nothing.
He's drunk as fuck, man. Just trying to troll the show. He can't help it.
Totally incoherent.
Yeah, he's crying in tiny chat right now. Shit's cute.
My God. All right. You know what, Shadow?
Oh,
My co-host now?
Sure, why not? I just got banned from Tiny Chat.
You got banned from Tiny Chat?
Yeah, XUI kicked me out.
Right. Perfect. You know what? You don't have to worry about Tiny Chat. You've got a job tonight co-hosting with me.
All right.
Danny is on timeout now. I don't know. I think he's too inebriated to co-host at the moment. I'm going to give him some time to cool off. I'm going to substitute him with Shadow DXS, and we're gonna take some calls here. Shadow, what's your take on wiggers? How do you feel about wiggers?
There's, like, two different types of wiggers. The ones that try really, really, really hard to be, like, you know, inner-city ghetto thug, and then those that just kind of, like, naturally adopt the culture. And to those that just adopted the culture, I can't really say shit, but to the ones that are sagging their pants lower than the niggers, yeah, I'd kind of want to set them on fire. That's just...
Well, I think I have a couple on my board right now that you will have a chance to set on fire.
Oh, lovely.
First off, I got this guy who calls himself Wigger Christ. This is not Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ is on the board. I'll get to Nigger Christ in a second.
Wait, so it's the insensitive white Jesus?
I don't know. I don't know. This is Wigger Christ. Welcome to the show, Wigger Christ.
What's up, my man?
What up, Wigger?
Nothing, dude. What's up with you?
Okay, this nigga Christ, whatever the fuck his name is, this dude really pissed me off. You know why he pissed me off?
I'm sorry. I didn't single that. Can you repeat that?
That nigga Christ, dude. Nigga Christ. He really
right.
pissed me off. Okay. What he did was he went and got my account. Fucking, what do you call it, when you suspended, that motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, and you know the bad thing about it, man?
I don't know anything about it, no.
That dude, he don't want to get on the show with me and talk to me, I'll tell you that right now. That nigga Christ, he ain't got nothing on me. At least I admit that I'm a white guy who wants to be a nigger. That's a nigger who's a white guy. Who don't want to... Man, I got messed up also. Anyway.
You mean it's the white guy that doesn't want to work and wants everybody to pay for his life? Or?
Yeah, I need to draw his welfare check and shit. Food stamp, all that shit.
So, what was the highest level of education you ever completed?
Hey, wait a second.
I got an actual D9 if that helps you out.
Wigger, hang on a second. Is that Schmoop?
What?
Is that Shadow still?
No, I'm still here.
Was that you asking the question?
Yeah. I asked him what was the highest level of education you completed.
Do you have like a cold or something?
I just got done coughing my fucking lungs out because apparently I was too lazy to pull out fucking teeth.
That was kind of weird, man. You kind of for a second there you sounded like Schmoop to me, and I thought like maybe you had, like, three-weighed him in and didn't tell me. That was a trip. My bad. Continue.
Well, anyway, I don't know about my highest education level. All I know is I got an IQ of 79, if that helps you out.
Wow, that high? Congratulations.
Hell yeah. You know
what
it is.
Where did you steal that from?
The what?
Who did you steal that from?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Anyway,
what I was saying was, Nigger Christ, I believe he's scared of me because I'm actually saying that I'm a white person who wants to be a nigger instead of lying. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right, no.
I think it's monarchy as a messiah. I mean, we already have a white Jesus, and, I mean, white Jesus is holy and beautiful, and, I mean, he's respected amongst multiple cultures. You, on the other hand, are trying to take inner-city trash and mix it with Jesus.
Dude, you ain't understanding me. I'm respected. Dude, I'm respected in the hood, cuz, you know what I'm saying?
Which hood?
Downtown L.A. and shit,
What's that
man.
You claim, Nick? What's that you claim?
Man, blood. So what?
Uh-huh.
Wait, did you say you're a blood?
Blood, nigga.
Okay, you're blood.
Hell yeah, man.
They seriously let white guys be bloods down there?
Hell yeah, I had to do an extra beat in, though. See, when they normally beat you in, you get like a 15-second beat in. Well, since I was white, they gave me a 30-second beat in.
Bullshit, you sucked a whole bunch of nigger cock.
No. It wasn't an orgy. It was a beating.
You got bunked up the ass, and you got made into the towel boy for the bloods. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, one guy stuck it up there, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
The truth comes out.
As the original white Jesus once said, the truth will set you free, nigga.
yeah. And Nigger Christ blocked the light, too.
Nah, man, Nigger Christ, he may get a little hot-headed with Vince, but Nigger Christ is straight, man. Everybody loves Nigger Christ.
Yeah, you know, screw Nigger Christ. You know what?
That's
nigga don't lie. Okay, look, this is what he suspended both my accounts. Wigger Jesus and Wigger Christ. What's up with that, though?
Okay, and all of his accounts have been suspended. Every other day there's a new number one and a new underscore and a fucking... It's a mess. That motherfucker has gone through more Twitter accounts than I've gone through underwear in the past 3 years.
Damn.
Thank you much, because you've worn the same pair of underwear for the last 3 years.
Nigga, I'm
so what,
fucking man.
What happened to the other co-host? That motherfucker wouldn't shut up with
him. He showed up. He was just drunk.
Danny's here. We're letting him cool off for a second. He's really wasted.
I was down sleeping while he was talking.
Okay. How about this? Who would you rather talk to right now? You got three choices, right? You got Danny, Dark Man, or Nigger Christ.
I love Nigger Christ.
Well, see, I would say Nigger Christ, but I really don't want none of them choices. I want Ass Hurt McFags.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, I knew this nigga was gay.
He's wrong.
Hey, I'm on the phone, Daniel.
I don't think she likes me anymore. She refuses to come by anymore.
She has a sexy voice. It kind of turned me on.
Oh. Well... Mom's here. You want to talk to my mom?
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's got a sexy voice.
Is she a cougar?
A cougar? Oh, yeah. Me, row.
Nah, man. I don't think I'm in that, man.
No, she's young.
You know what I'm saying?
She's young.
Ben, in the honor of Big Titty Tuesday, what goes better with what can go with tits to make them better? Bouncing, right? Well, niggers tend to have really bouncy music. So why don't we have a good old-fashioned internet ass-whooping contest and have ourselves a rap battle between Nigger Christ versus Wigger Christ?
Aw, oh, shit. Hell yeah, boy.
What would you say to that sack of horse shit, huh, man?
Nigga, I just said hell yeah. What you got to say? Bring that nigga up on here.
Okay, Shadow, now you're making up some shit out of your ass. I think I'm going to replace you as my co-host now and go back to Danny.
Man, let me be the co-host.
No, you can still stay on Wigger. I'm bringing Danny back. Danny, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Am I unmuted now?
Yeah, you're back.
All I wanted to do was talk about radio, dude. I just wanted to switch things up from InfoSec to talk about the radio industry for a change. You know, that's all I was trying to do. I wasn't trying to ramble on.
Okay. Danny, so, you're on. My co-host, we have Wigger Christ here. And now I'm going to take the liberty of adding Nigger Christ, who I also deem, I also call Wigger Christ in quotes.
Yeah. But, hey, I can be Wigger Christ number one, and he can be Wigger Christ number two.
Yeah, okay, Wigger Christ number two. You're on the air with Wigger Christ number one.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, hey.
What's up, nigga? You got something to say? You want to get off froggy and shit, jump?
Yeah, I think I do got something to say, actually. First off, yeah, you on that shit about me getting your account suspended? Hey. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
NC, before you start going...
There's a safe resolution to these problems, okay? You know what I'm saying, man?
Vince, who is this guy? Who is this random person on your show, first of all? I just want to talk about radio. I want to talk about the radio industry. Would you like to talk about the radio industry, Vince?
I know Rich Homie Quan, Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, Waka Flocka. Who you want to talk about?
This guy's just as unfunny as Vince. No wonder he out here.
Nigga,
shut up and go snort you another line of cocaine.
Let's talk about
fuck your mama again.
Radio. Vince, let's talk about the glory days of radio, dude. Come on, dude. That would be, I think we would have a great show just reminiscing.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to stay on here. See, I'll talk about whatever y'all want. I just, see, the knowledge is I had a little bit of beef with Nigger Christ.
I don't even know who you fucking are, dude.
I'm Wigger Christ, bitch.
Nobody knows who this nigga be. That's the thing, you know. He's one of Vince's friends he brought on because Vince needs this attention, you know. Vince got to have someone to bring on so
Wigger,
he can mock him, make fun of him, all this shit, just so he can get some people to come on in. You know, and Vince know that, too. Why do you think he keep getting Nigger Christ in every week? If he really that pissed off of me, he'd have banned me from his chat room by now. He wouldn't be letting me call in right now. He'd have done kicked me out completely from his show right now. But nah, he need Nigger Christ and he know it.
Hey, Wigger Christ number two. I got a little something to say. You load, your mama should have swallowed.
He's gone.
Vince, if you will mute this hick, I will try to mediate the tension between you and Nigger Christ.
What's up with Nigger Christ? What you got against me?
Oh, my all right. God. Wigger
Vince,
Christ.
Mute.
On, everyone on mute. All right. I just called Nigger Christ's bluff. I ejected him from the show. And if you're in the chat room, I would suggest that you scroll down to where you see Nigger Christ right there in the chat room. Everybody wave goodbye to Nigger Christ. He has left the building. Okie doke. Thanks for coming out, Nigger Christ. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. Danny Dad Italian is my co-host tonight. We're going to bring on Darkman with us now. Darkman, what's up?
Hey, Vince. Much respect to you, man. I'm not going to go into all mollied out Danny. I love you on all that shit. I just wanted to talk a minute about the situation. Me and Danny talked earlier. He had a few things to say to me. You there, Danny?
Hey, I'm here. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, it's you and Darkman.
I keep getting muted, but okay, I'm unmuted now.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
I just wanted to talk about your
Before you keep saying Man, whatever beef we had is squashed, dude. You're cool. You say you love Danny. I love you too, Dark Man. It's all good. So go ahead.
No, I just wanted to bring up the fact, you know what I'm saying, you said about me being on Nigger Christ's dick. Nigger Christ, we bumped heads a while back on the Jane Doe situation, but kind of smoothed things over. Me being anonymous, you know, I have respect for trolls and such, but, you know, this goes into the Anon Stoned situation whenever you said, you know, you don't hack. You sure did take over his account, didn't you?
Dark Man, that was me. That was me, Dark Man, all right?
That's what I'm talking to, Danny.
Vince, can I have opportunity to speak real quick about this situation?
What's that?
I'm just asking Vince if I can speak on this situation real quick so I don't get muted.
Go ahead, Danny. Sure, let's go
for it. All right, Vince. Listen, Dark Man, all I was doing... Like, I don't have a personal vendetta against Anonymous. I am friends with Anons. I'm a friends with Anon NYC, you know what I'm saying? I'm friends with Anons. I pick out weak Anons, and I send them direct messages, and they talk to me. Listen, Stoned Anon came to me first. He direct messaged me first, said, hey, can you help me with this? I was like, this dude seems new. This dude seems new. My intention was never to take his account away permanently. I'm not a hacker, okay? I am not a hacker. All right, dude, I tricked him, all right? Okay, I tricked him. I want to see, let me see if I can troll this dude and give me his password. I trolled him into giving me his password, okay? You know what I'm saying? He needs to
update
his security. I gave him his account back,
okay.
All right?
I respect that. I'm just saying he's a kid, man. He's a kid.
Okay, he might
be. I'm just saying, as far as the beef goes between us, I ain't ever sucked nobody's dick. And you better watch who you saying who's sucking dick, because you're fucking with the wrong motherfucker. I'm telling you that, Danny, right now.
Hey, dude, don't come at me hard, dude. I'm just saying, dude, I just saw you come out of nowhere coming on somebody Wrestle League. You know what I'm saying? I just saw you come out of nowhere, and it's people getting mad, but I'm saying, Dark Man, dude, I'm not trying to cause no more beef, all right? And it's not that I'm scared. I'm just trying to stay positive. I'm just trying to show people that there are clever trolls out there that don't know nothing about hacking, that are just clever and know their way with words, that can trick people. I am not trying to start beef with anybody, okay? It's not because I'm scared. It's just because I'm just trying to say, if somebody direct messages me and asks me for help and I feel that they're naive, I'm going to exploit them to show them a lesson. I will never keep their account for myself. You can ask anybody whose account I have convinced them to give me their password to. I have given all their accounts back. I am not a hacker. I'm clever with words. All right?
I'm just saying, Danny, you use that situation, the Nigger Christ situation, and why I'm on someone's dick. I'm just saying,
hey,
you better watch how you use me and anybody's dick.
Okay,
you got the wrong one.
Give me what I said then, Dark Man. Okay.
I wasn't coming at Wrestle League. I wasn't coming at Wrestle League sideways or nothing like that. Nigger Christ are cool. All right, after the Jane Doe situation, we bumped heads on it, you know. After that, I mean, I understand people got beef with him and such. I mean, that's on them.
Dark Man, now homies are talking about, give me Dark Man's sweater. No, I don't want nobody to come at Dark Man, because I understand that Dark Man is just trying to look out for his homeboy, just like I would look out for my own homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Where as I go, me and Dark Man don't have no beef. You know what I'm saying? Only reason I said the tweet I said earlier is because all of a sudden you come out of nowhere giving Nigger Christ props when he's out at Wrestle League, and Wrestle League was the ones that did Stone Denon's account, you know. And so I was just trying to let it be known, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, dude, I'm just trying to stay positive, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to start no drama.
If you're trying to say apologize right now.
Dude, I will not apologize for taking Stone.
You will not apologize? Okay, so you want beef then.
I do not want beef, dude. Stoned Anon and me are cool, dude. Me and Stoned Anon.
I'm not talking to you. It's between me and you, Danny.
Listen,
between me and you. You told me why am I on someone's dick.
I already said, dude.
Dark
pain
on nobody's dick, man.
You want to come at me? I got the fleet. You want to come at me? I got the fleet. Come at me, bitch. You ain't got shit, dude. I got the fleet. Come at me. I'm trying to make amends, dude. I'm trying to stay positive. So it's
well,
whatever.
Apologize, you... then. That's not it.
Hey, I will.
I don't care, Dan. You ain't shit to me, bro. You ain't shit. Sound like you took 84 Molly pills. I love you, Vince in the Bay, all this. Thank you for being my co-host in this and this.
Too.
You're a fucking fag, bro.
Dude, why are you hating
me? You know
dude?
Why you know what you know why you are what you are? Because you got bullied in high school, man. You was
what?
Somebody's Yeah, you was somebody's hoe.
Dude,
I can't
you hate me, dude. Why are you hating? I'm all about positivity.
Why am
dude.
I hating
bro? I'm about trying to make people better. I'm
apologize.
About trying to
make
better.
Apologize.
Stoneton is better because of me. Stoneton on no security benefits.
About
why are you hating? Ask Priest. Ask Priest. Priest hated me for the longest. Now Priest is cool with me because he's like, yeah, you showed Stoneton on, dude. You showed him security. He's better now. Why are you hating now, Dark Man? Dude, I have no
why am I hating you? I'm hating because of what you said to me.
All right. Dark Man, I'm apologizing for when I came against you, okay? Dark Man, I apologize for whatever I said against you, okay?
I appreciate it. Hey, Vince, hey, thanks okay. for having me on the show, man. That's all I wanted to accomplish here. And no, I really wasn't going to kidnap you for airtime.
Hey, no, dude, I'll apologize for what I said against Dark Man, because I came at Dark Man a little cross. I apologize for what I said to Dark Man. I do not apologize for Jack and Stoneton's account. Because
Dark
he's
Man.
Very negligent. Dark.
Danny, Hank, Dark yeah. Man, before you can you hang on for just a second?
Sure.
I appreciate you coming in, saying your piece, and then leaving, though. That should be the approach that everybody takes calling the show, to be honest. I wish more people would be like that. But Hammurabi wanted to ask you something real quick before you go. Go ahead, Hammurabi.
Hey, Dark Man, long-time listener. No time fan. I think you're a faggot. I don't know why you came on this show talking shit. What's your fucking problem? You ass pirating, cum guzzling, faggoty, West Virginia, faggot.
You done?
Yeah, no, that was a question. With the inflection in my voice, that's a fucking question.
West Virginia, but that wasn't
what's your problem,
question,
faggot?
You dumbass motherfucker. What kind of
you
question is that?
Motherfucker. You're as fucking hardcore as Trezzy Anon, you fucking little bitch. You want the fucking hardcore shit?
Listen to this fucking gangster. Hey.
Do you really want it? Do you want it?
Right.
Shut the fuck
what's
up.
That?
Do you want it?
Do I want
do you
want
to start a fucking war?
Dude, I don't give a fuck about you. Listen. I don't give a
fuck
about you. I don't know
fuck
you.
Fuck you.
I don't care about you. You ain't shit. This was between me and Danny.
No, now it's between you and me, faggot.
That's the problem with
it's not just between you and Danny. The second you started talking shit to Danny, it was between you and a fuck ton of people.
Listen, like I said, I respect to Russell Lee, trolls, all that. But you, I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't care. Danny apologized. As far as I'm concerned with Danny, me and him are cool now, and that's the bottom line. You, dude, you want to be phone gangster. Who the fuck are you?
Phone gangster. Holy shit. You live in West Virginia, and you talk like
oh,
a nigger.
I live in West Virginia, huh?
What's the WD, bud? What's the WB in your fucking Twitter handle, hard guy?
I don't know. What is it?
I'd assume it's
West Virginia.
I'll
tell you one thing. I don't live in West Virginia.
I totally...
Wants vagina?
No, wide vagina. That's what I thought it was.
Wide vagina.
Wide vagina. Like, spread your vagina.
Hey, what's your name again? I don't even know your name. What's
Hammurabi
your name again?
Toad.
Okay, let's go back to IQs. What's your IQ? Because that question you asked really wasn't a question. Second of all, you probably didn't even know West Virginia was a state. Third of all, I'm not from West
Virginia. West
Virginia
is a state?
What's that?
West Virginia is a state?
That's what I thought.
Anon Reed got it right. Whiny vagina. You're right. It's
anyone
not
else?
West Virginia.
Is there anyone else?
This dude's
oh, if
this
Dan,
dude's
oh,
straight
if,
fucking
if
noodle.
Vince, if Vince opens up the lines, you're going to get torn apart.
Hey, I'll guarantee.
You know who ultimately gets torn apart in this whole deal?
Lay it wide open. I don't care. I ain't got nothing to hide here. Come on.
Gets just metaphorically or hypothetically anally raped all to the show. You know who that ends up being every night? Me. I'm the person that you people shove your shit up my ass on my show every night. You're never going to find a place to do this anywhere else. I think it's entertaining as hell, but once you guys start talking in circles, it's time. I wish I had a bell to stop the round or something. But Dark Man, no, seriously, thanks for coming on, dude. If you want to hang on.
Hey, thanks,
Ben. If you want to hang on, great, great. If you want to bail, no worries. We got a shit ton of callers to get to. So, yeah, it's been great to have you on.
Hey, I ain't going anywhere. It's all good, whatever. If you want me to stay on the show, I'll stay on. It's up to you.
All righty then. Let's see who else we have here. Boy. Shadow's back. Shadow, you're on.
Thank fucking God. What the hell's going on, man? First off, is this dude's name Dark Man? M-A-N? I just want to make sure I'm getting the right motherfucker. First off, how the hell are you going to be coming at Danny like that and fucking barking him to fucking apologize? Who the fuck are you to ask anybody to apologize for anything?
Hey,
you're a fucking member of Anonymous, dude. You have nothing.
I might be a member of Anonymous, right, but I still ain't going to have someone talking to me sideways about it like that.
Okay, and what the fuck are you going to do about him? Bitch at him on the internet? Oh, so hard.
What's that?
What are you going to do, bitch at him?
He did what I asked him to do. As far as I'm concerned, our beef's over.
Nigga, there was no beef in the first place. That implies you have the ability to touch Danny.
There was beef.
Okay, it was a fucking spat on Twitter, faggot. Get over it.
Okay, I'm over it. He apologized. What? Why is that? Because a Russell League member apologized to me? You know, he was wrong, and he apologized to me.
No, he said he apologized for the shit that he did to the kid, not to you. He basically said, fuck you. Did you not catch that?
I think it was the other way around there.
No, that's not what I heard, man. I heard a fuck you.
Danny said, fuck me. Danny, is that what you said, fuck me?
Hey, listen, let me clear the air, all right? Can you give me about 30 seconds real quick? And I'm going to clear the air.
Holy shit.
Give me 30 seconds real quick. I'll clear the air. I do not apologize for taking Stone on's Twitter. I apologize for whatever I said cross to you, Dark Man, because that was out of ego.
Thanks.
But I do not apologize for taking Stone on his Twitter. That was his own negligence. But I apologize for ever what I said to you. That was out of ego. All right?
That's cool, Danny. We cool, man.
Right, I already said that 20 minutes ago, but okay, all right, as long as we're cool, I don't want no beef, dude. I'm about positivity. All I wanted to do on this show tonight was talk about radio. I didn't want to talk about hacking. I wanted to talk about the radio industry, dude. I didn't want to even talk about hacking, but okay, whatever, as long as we're cool, bro. It's not that I'm scared, I just don't want any negative vibes, dude. I'm in a place in my life where I just want positivity. You know, that's all I'm trying to do, dude. But it's all good.
Right, hey, get it out, though, guys. Get it out. You know, wasn't that cathartic? Don't you guys feel better now that you've gotten that out of your system?
Dark Man.
Thanks, man.
I feel good all the time. Vince, I just wanted to talk about to you, to the glory days of radio, dude, to the glory days when you can be on clear channels, radio stations, and do prank calls. You can't do that anymore, man. You can't be on a syndicated radio show and do prank calls anymore. But back in the late 90s, you can do that. You can't do that anymore.
Are you, Danny, are you hinting that you want to make a prank call?
I'm not hinting that I want to make a prank call, but if you want to make a prank call, we can do this, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody suggest who we should call?
Mercedes.
Listen, I have to urinate, and I'm on Tiny Chat right now, but I don't want to, like, if I go to the bathroom, you're going to hear my pee.
What? It's time to take a little, because I kind of have to tinkle, too, and I also have to screen some calls. There's a shit ton of people on the phone waiting to call in. I'm really stoked. Oh, yeah, my mom's here, by the way. Hey, Mom, are you, how you doing?
Hi,
Vince.
Hi. Hey, what's going on? Vince, you should let me do a prank call when you get back from break. Hi, Vince's mom. I love you. I love Vince the Bay. Vince, I'm a longtime Vince the Bay fan, even though my
friend... Your son's a child fucker.
I know. Don't worry, I know.
All right. You should seriously let me do a prank call when I get back, but you should go to
I'm
break.
I'm leaving, aren't I?
The pee, my bladder's about to explode. I don't know what to do right now.
Vince, you need to respect your father. I'm telling you right now, you're, like, disrespectful as fuck towards him. Like, you gotta praise the Black Messiah. Like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, that's your
father.
Like, respect, man. Respect.
You know what? All I'm saying is I got some info. I got some dirt. He whose name we shall not say... is expert researcher passed on some information about Nigger Christ.
Well, how do you think that you came out so fucking white?
Like, have diarrhea? Diarrhea?
I was peeing
on myself. Okay, you know what, Dan? We're going to put you... Great. Yeah. I think that's not the first time Danny's peed on my show. Oh, God. Hey, Darkman, what kind of music do you like?
I listen a little bit of everything.
Mike, what are your favorite bands?
Favorite bands? I'm going to say I like...
Modest Mouse, yo.
Mom, I'm not talking to you. Sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm a big fan of Nigger Christ.
No, oh,
I'm just playing.
Really?
I'm just playing with you. Like I said, I listen to a little bit of everything. You know, I do listen to some rap. I like Shinedown, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sublime. You know, a lot of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokily. Do you like Jane's Addiction?
Jane's Addiction's okay.
Yeah. All right, let's hear some Jane's Addiction. This goes out to everybody. Everybody on the panel, everybody in the chat room, everybody listening on their mobile devices, wherever you are tuned in, this is for you, you motherfucking whores. We'll be right back.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Very nice. High five.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rendere autoceo un segnale in dal posto.
Finish him.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a Philly Negro.
Okie dokie, it's Vince in the Bay back for another 40 minutes of action-packed talk radio. Really excited to have a diverse panel, people mixing it up, hashing things out on air. I think that exchange between Darkman and Danny was very therapeutic, that's one of the amazing things about this format. This Blog Talk Radio, what I call a conference call for retards. It's like anybody can just sign up and do this. But it's a great format. I consider it social media more than broadcast radio or any of that. It's basically, you know, it is what it says. Blog. It's blogging on, you know, an audio blog. But it sounds more like an audio IRC at times. But it's whatever. Danny, I don't know if he's still on. I don't see him on the board. But we're deep into hour number two. My mom's here. Mom, how you doing? Mom.
Oh shit! Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Think of the show so far, Mom.
I think it's fucking weird and hectic, and the Wigger Christ needs to fucking kill himself. Not Nigger Christ, the fucking Wigger Christ. Like that kid should just like straight up hang himself. Like it would do the world a favor. Like no, he needs to die.
Me?
I will help him.
Yeah, you Wigger Christ. What do you think about that?
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Dude,
not you,
fuck yourself. Like, seriously, you got fucked into the bloods, dude. You're a faggot. Do you not understand
you know what?
How
I
a
got
faggot
a little,
you are?
Hey, you call me
you
a faggot? I got a
ass?
Listen, just listen. I got a little surprise for you, and I think you're going to enjoy it.
So, Vince, you might want to tell everyone that your mom sent me a bunny photo earlier.
What?
I'm sorry. Who said that?
This would be Official Ace up in your switchboard here.
So, did you want to shut up?
Shut up, but hey, Vince.
Yeah. I knew it all along. I knew Wigger was working with Ace. See, Mom, this is what they do.
I know, dude. His first tweet, Warrior Crisis' first tweet was, "Yo, official ace, give me a shout out." So, like, that was number one key hint right there. An official ace. You can't sit here and talk shit to me now. Now that I know it's you, you gotta shut up. Good.
Total ace surrogate right there. Yeah. Wigger Christ, an ace surrogate sent in to do some tactical work, try to disrupt the show. If you're not familiar with Ace, he's the one that calls in and refers to me as Howard Stern. Just keeps calling me Howard. He's kind of a douchebag. He kind of doesn't know
who Ace is.
He doesn't know when to quit. He's essentially stalking me.
Good.
And his mission, he's not really interested in stalking me. His mission is just to destroy my show.
Or as possible.
He admits it. He calls in the green room. I go, "Hey, what's up, Ace?" You know, mostly, for the most part, people when they call in the green room, they kind of let their guard down. You know, they're not in character. They're just like, "Hey, what's up? Oh, no, what's up?" You know.
See.
And he seemed pretty uptight. I don't know.
Yeah? So uptight.
Yeah.
I don't think that's his mission, though. I think his mission is to get girls to post bunny pictures.
Oh, are you talking about Ace?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
And making sandwiches.
That's his main objective in life. But as a side project, for fun.
He just wants you to admit that you're Howard Stern. That's all he wants.
My show. No, it's just a tactic. He threw it out there, and it stuck. And he just finds different tactical ways of trying to subvert my show. I don't know why he doesn't just get his own show. I think it'd be a great show. He's a funny guy.
Definitely.
You know, I'd listen to his show. But no.
He should pay for it.
He'd rather just antagonize my show than bother with his own.
Same with the rest of the world.
Okay. Let's bring out some more callers. I think Danny might be back. Danny, is that you?
Yeah, man. What's going on, dude?
Oh, just trying to make heads or tails of what the hell is going on here.
Vince, dude, I just wanted to be your co-host tonight, man. Can we talk like the glory days of FM radio? Can we talk the glory days of FM radio? Who was your favorite show to listen to? Like, say, the late 90s, early 2000s. Who was your favorite show?
Ooh. You know what?
Aside from Howard Stern. Because
Howard Stern is already in, he basically went satellite in the mid-90s, right? That's when I stopped listening.
He
left Russell. I've never listened to him since.
Vince, have you ever heard of Drew Garabo?
No, I haven't. No,
dude,
to be honest, my favorite show for that time period was Love Lions with
Adam Carolla. I was on, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
They were perfect chemistry. You had the cynical, sarcastic guy in Corolla,
yep.
You know.
The super cynical, sarcastic guy with the super serious, freaking intellectual guy. It was perfect.
That was a brilliant formula. They're still doing it now. Dr. Drew is kind of carrying that thing on his shoulders. He needs a funnier. That guy he's got with him now is
I haven't listened to his radio. Is he still on the radio?
Yeah, he's still, dude, that guy is pimping, man, 24/7. He's got a. He's
I
got
haven't
a
listened to him on the radio lately, but listen, Vince, I was actually on a Love Line broadcast. I actually called him with a legitimate question when I was about 15 years old. I was going through some serious bullshit, some serious drama, some serious relationship shit. And I actually called in the Love Line, and I was on the air when I was 15. And I talked to Dr. Drew, I talked to Adam, and they gave me some seriously good advice, and it really helped me a lot. I was on there. But, dude, yeah, I used to listen to Love Line all the time, dude. It was awesome. But, dude, you got to check out Drew Garabo, dude. Drew Garabo. Spell it just like it sounds, man. YouTube that shit. You'll laugh your ass off. Dude, it's good for a Saturday and afternoon when you're just chilling, dude. It's fucking epic, dude. He used to do prank calls a lot. And you can't do prank calls on FM radio anymore. You can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Clear channel ban that. Yeah.
Can you pretend that you're prank calling and do it all yourself like Phil Hendry?
Phil Hendry, I'm not familiar with him. Who's Phil Hendry?
If you want to talk about somebody in the last 20 years,
Vince, I'm only 26, so, I mean, we're going to talk about the last 20 years, you know. But let's go. I Googled him. I'm going to check him out, but okay.
You too.
I know.
Huh?
I know that there's a... In Philly, there's like 93.3. They still do prank phone calls like all the time. I don't know if it's like staged or whatnot, but.
Lady Friend, what channel is that? Lady Friend, what channel is that? What
station
is that?
It's WMMR. It's 93.3
in Philly.
Wait, what is that? 93.3. Yeah.
Whiskey, Michael Romeo?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check that
tonight,
out.
Tonight, Danny?
Oh, dude, I've drank 151 mixed with Cuervo tonight. But, okay, I see 93.3 WMMR. And they do talk radio. They still do prank calls?
Yeah, they're like a radio driving in your car kind of radio thing. But...
Well, I bookmarked their homepage, WMMR.com. And I'm definitely going to check them out soon because it's very rare to hear any prank calls on FM radio anymore because Clear Channel has just gone full Nazi. It's a shame. I actually, I just want to have a few seconds to talk because seeing as I'm the kill host, I just want to talk about this real quick. Drew Garabo was sort of an idol of mine when I was a teenager. I listened to his radio show on FM radio so long for so many years, probably about 4 years. And I actually contacted him through email and I was like, listen, man, dude, I love what you do and I want to get into it. And he actually discouraged me from getting into the radio industry. He was like, listen, radio's glory days are over, man. You need to find a different venue because the glory days of radio, when I used to do what I could do at my prime, you're going to find so many restrictions. You're not going to be able to do that anymore, aside from pirate radio. Aside from the internet and aside from pirate radio, the censors are going to kick you off the network. And I was like, man, that sucks.
Tell us about that. Is our caller now Zach. Go ahead, Zach. You're on the air.
Well, I appreciate you taking the call. You know, I just wanted to let you know that it's funny that you mentioned Drew Garabo. He's down here where I'm at in Florida, and you know,
oh my God,
freaking, he's
Orlando
I
Magic
know,
for life.
Yeah, definitely. But no, I know him personally. I'm
dude. Do you do, dude? Hit me up on Twitter, Dantalian _.
The Italian. Okay, I'll do that definitely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break into the business myself actually, and. Drew is trying to help me out, and so is a couple other guys on that.
Oh, my God. What's your Twitter, dude? What's your Twitter? Sorry to interrupt you, but what's your Twitter,
oh,
dude?
Oh, no problem. It's at I am Zach Cooper.
I am Zach Cooper.
Yes.
Z-A-C-H-C-O-O-P-R?
C-O-O-P-E-R, yes.
All right, man. Dude, I'm going to hit you up real quick, dude.
Definitely, but
dude, I'm a longtime fan of Drew Garabo, bro.
He's hilarious, man. I mean,
he's fucking a genius, bro.
I agree. I agree 100%.
I've heard of him. Yep.
All right, I got you, bro. I'm following you now, bro.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it.
All right, hey, just to go short, yeah, yeah, everybody, listen to Vincent Bay. Danny Dentalian lives in Florida. Suck my dick. All right, go ahead.
Well, Vince, I just wanted to say your show has always been great. I've followed you for – I heard about you a couple months ago, and I've been following you ever since, and I thought your mom's comments were freaking hilarious. I just wanted to say.
Thank you.
But, no, you're doing some good stuff, and it's I'm definitely going to keep listening. And, you know, I do a little radio show myself, so I'm going to definitely get everyone else to listen in.
Sorry to interrupt you, bro, but somebody just called me out on Twitter, and I just have to say, to save my face, that my pee-pee is decent size. Okay, go ahead.
No,
picture
you're good.
Didn't happen.
But I'm definitely going to promote Vince, and I'm definitely going to let everyone know to follow you, you both, actually. So, you know, definitely keep up the show. It's a great show, and I appreciate, again, taking the call.
Right on.
Hey, before you go, send me a tweet on Twitter before I forget your fucking username.
All right, man, we'll do.
I just followed you. All right, go ahead.
There it is.
All right, let me actually do that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Hit me up.
I have a tendency to forget a lot of things. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was the last person that followed you. Go ahead, bro.
Then your Patriot Gregan.
Vince, I just want to say, I want to give you props real quick, dude. Vince, I just want to say, dude, the reason I love your show so much is because it fucking brings me back to the nostalgic times when I was like a teenager listening to FM radio, dude. That's why I love your show so much. That's why I'm so partial to you when everybody in my crew hates you. That's why I always have your back, dude, because like your show brings me back to them days when I was just be on my bed listening to FM radio with the freaking battery powered radio by my bed, just listening to freaking FM radio, dude. That's why I love you, Vince. I'm just saying, you've got a friend in me.
Right, bro. Let's more calls, shall we? Up zero.
All right, what's up?
Channel zero.
It was just me, or does Vince sound bad?
Law and Order in the background, do you mind turning that down?
A what? There's nothing in my background.
Now it's... Race. Zero, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
We can talk about the Roseanne thing if you want.
Yeah, she's now into baking, and she's a Nazi.
Yeah, she's dressing up like Hitler and cooking Jew cookies, I think it was.
Burning them. Burning the cookies.
Yeah, she's burning the cookies. They're not even... You can't even eat them.
I like cookies, man.
Do you
I like white chocolate macadamia nut, though.
I know you did. Me again.
Great.
Hello? Hang on. Yes, one, two. Two, two. Hello?
Hi.
Okay. Anyway. Ace, you're on. What's up?
Man, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just trying to navigate the end of the show, trying to just make it out alive.
You know what? I don't know if any of you guys know this, but the fucking New Orleans Saints suck ass. I just want to throw that out there to piss some people off on my timeline.
Wait, what did you say?
I said the New Orleans Saints suck ass.
I can't disagree with you on that, man.
Very nice. High five!
Yeah, dude, I have to agree with you on that, bro. New Orleans Saints haven't been good since like 2008.
I predict they'll get close to the playoffs this year, and some, I don't know, some team like the Falcons will just come along and just shit all over them.
But hey, can I ask you why you're commenting on football when it's not even fucking football season? Like, seriously.
Is that the draft?
Yeah, well, why the hell are you coming in on hacking when you called in to talk about hacking?
Dude, I didn't call in about time. Dude, what? Dude, like, see, I didn't call in. I just called in to talk about the radio, dude. I called in to talk about fucking FM radio, dude. I didn't talk about hacking. Dude, somebody else talked about hacking. It's not my fault.
You should apologize for talking about hacking. You need to apologize to everyone.
Dude, I'm sorry for talking about hacking, but somebody brought it up, dude. It's not my fault, dude. Dude, stop. It's not my fault.
No, it's your fault.
It's hacking.
Okay, fine. It's my fault. God. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
fault.
I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
All right.
Sorry.
I love you.
I apologize to all the listeners. This is out of hand. It's, you know, congratulations. You and your minions have successfully disrupted the show. About 20% of our audience, you've your side. Operation. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
What?
Man, you need to work on your connectivity issues, man. I can't hear shit you are saying right now. It's fucking
yeah,
loud. Hey, Greg.
Vince breaks up hard.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Like
I mean, I can't tell if it's just his connection or if he's got a dick in his mouth.
Dude, there's nothing wrong. Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with having a dick in your mouth, dude. It's on your lifestyle preference, dude. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to do that, that's okay, dude. You're a human being, and I love you. It doesn't matter.
I love you, Danny.
I love you too, Hammurabi, dude. I love you.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen
you
how hard Darkman goes?
It doesn't matter. You can't cook. Hammurabi, you can't cook. You make chicken wings with balsamic vinaigrette. You cannot cook, but I still love you.
You keep calling it vinaigrette, but it's vinegar. Either way, you got to see the pic of Darkman Heart. It's a 2-inch fucking boner, and it is priceless.
Listen, Hammurabi, I don't care about that. Me and Darkman already squashed that beef. That was so last hour. It's whatever, dude. Me and him already squashed that beef. Whatever, you just can't cook chicken wings with balsamic vinegar, dude. Seriously, put some hot sauce on their shit.
I'm gonna say it is hot sauce. You put hot sauce.
Balsamic vinaigrette is not hot sauce, dude.
Just butter and hot sauce,
dude. This is gonna be a freaking Blog Talk Radio staple. The balsamic vinaigrette. It's not. It's gonna be a Blog Talk Radio staple. It's gonna be brought up on every fucking Blog Talk Radio show. Dude, you cannot cook chicken wings with balsamic vinegar. Dude, I'm sorry. Put some hot sauce and some breading on this shit, dude. Seriously.
Next year, DEF CON, I will bring you the hot wings, and you can eat your words.
I'll try them, dude. If they're good, I'll give you props. If they taste like shit, I'm going to laugh in your face.
Deal. All
right.
All right. Hammy, what do you got against people from West Virginia?
Oh, I don't have shit against people from West Virginia. I just have shit against faggoty 5'6" assholes coming on the radio talking shit.
Oh, my God. Hammurabi, dude. I already squashed the beef with Dark Man. Why are you trying to reignite this shit,
dude? Oh, this
isn't
about that anymore. This motherfucker is part of Doc's 17-year-old.
Well, all right, Hammurabi, if you have your own beef with Dark Man, that's between you and Dark Man. I'm just saying that.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm from West Virginia, too, Hammy, if you didn't know that.
Who is this? Ace?
No, this is Zero. Channel Zero.
Oh.
Oh, this is Channel Zero YT?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, I'm sorry I didn't send you that freaking sample yet, dude. I didn't send you that beat yet. I need to send you that beat, dude.
Zero, I have a problem with people from West Virginia. WVU Beta Soldiers, one of my good buddies. He's from West Virginia, obviously.
I'm WVU Alpha Soldier. Yeah, I stole that from Carpal Tunnel. I can't lie, I stole that.
I just want to let you guys know I'm from East Virginia.
Oh shit.
God, Ace, you're such a piece of shit, man.
I'm originally from South Virginia. That's how you know I'm hard.
Y'all some mountain men, man. Y'all do that delivering shit.
That's like
y'all come back
part.
Now you here.
Yeah.
I'm from the valley. So
yeah.
High Valley.
Are you top or bottom?
Hey, not in the middle.
I have a question because I didn't get to watch all of it. What exactly, what in the fuck happened between you and Jester about a week ago?
Oh, listen, me and Jester were at a bar in Las Vegas, right? Okay, check this, dude. Me and Jester were at a bar in Las Vegas, and listen, dude, Jester was, like, you know, trying to holler at this girl, all right, okay, and see, like, I got in line behind him, and, like, I started talking to the girl, and, like, Jester didn't know I was gay, right? Okay, but see, I already got the girl's pussy and I already fucked her, even though I'm gay, and he was so mad because the gay dude fucked the girl he was trying to holler at that he got so pissed off and he was trying to hack me. And I was like, dude, Jester, stop playing.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
All right. Well,
there's dead air on the show, God kills a kitten.
347-826-7667 is the number if you want to join the conversation. There's plenty of time to jump in. Am I coming out loud and clear? Am I breaking up at all?
No, you're good.
Okay. All right. Let's bring Nigger Christ back on. Go ahead, Nigger Christ.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look who's back. Yeah, look who's back.
Hey, hi. NC, spit to this. I'm about to drop it real quick.
Yeah. God damn, nigga. Flat my thigh. Best rapper ever. Yeah. I'm harder than other niggas out there. God damn, nigga, crap. Best rapper alive. Yeah. God damn, nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
Turn my headphones up. Whack
ass
shit, man.
Turn my headphones up.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
man.
Hey, tactical beats. Tactical beats, 2013.
My tactical ninja. My tactical. He called it the show on.
That's totally not an Agent Dark Apple sock. I'm just saying. It's not an Agent Dark Apple sock at all. Tactical Ninja? Nah, dude.
Related Dark Apple.
What, you're telling me the ninjas are sock accounts?
Oh, dude, you didn't know? Dude, they're mad socks, mad proxies, dude. Mad clones. The clone invasion.
Oh my. There's like, I think I followed like all of them I could find. I had like 130 some.
Oh my god, that's so many ninjas.
I want to give big ups to my niggas in the chat room. I can't come in there because I done got banned from it by a pussy, but I want to give big ups to you niggas. You go hard.
Who is peeing? That's actually Hammy with his balsamic vinegar.
I'm just making
so
wings,
bitch. So he's not peeing?
No, that's Tim Horton vinegar.
He's just making chicken wings.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Making some wings.
It's more like soup.
That's me stirring it up. Hope you guys are hungry.
I don't eat chicken with bones.
Hey.
Chicken is so good.
Chicken bones. Frank the Tank's here. Welcome, Frank the Tank.
Hey, soulmate. You give me them lips, dog. You ain't got to be gay. Like, ain't nothing gay about you giving me them lips. Unless you make it gay. It ain't like I'm asking to stick my dick in your mouth.
What?
It ain't gay, you say no homo afterwards.
Yeah, it ain't gay.
Or pause. No homo or pause. It makes it not gay.
That's it. See, hey, Hammy, I want to suck your dick. No homo.
It's cool. I'm going to let you do it. And when you're done, I'm going to say, that's cool, man. No homo.
Hey, yes, Hammy, fuck you for real, though.
Dude, I thought we were hugging it out. Hugs across America and shit. You said you'd out-hug me any day of the week.
We can hug it out, but still fuck you, dog.
But I love you, Frank.
And you understand the love I have for you, Heather, Robbie. I love you, dog.
I love you.
This got real gay.
Pause.
What's
pause.
Gay about two dudes hugging it out? No homo.
Talking about this is not a gay broadcast.
Hey, am I unmuted? Hey, it's Danny.
Yeah,
am I unmuted? What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
This game.
That was impressive.
Christ, that was.
What's that?
What's Gucci?
What's Gucci?
True. Just sipping a bud, watching the game. True.
Just throwing some balsamic vinegar in my chicken wing sauce. Don't mind me. No homo.
I don't know, Danny had somebody.
Oh, hang on, let me find Danny. Where'd Danny go? Shit. Danny?
Vince, I told you I'd prank call somebody before last break, dude. Let's do this, dude. I'll prank somebody right now. What's good?
Yeah.
Good. You want me to call? Do you want to give me the number, or are you going to do it from your end?
You got to call. Dude, call a Waffle House, call a Steak and Shakes, anything that's open
24
hours.
Yeah, no, call Walmart right now.
Walmart, hey, homegirl, Walmart, beautiful lady friend, Walmart is difficult because it has a computerized message, Waffle Houses and Steak and Shakes are the best to do because you go straight through to somebody. Waffle Houses and Steak and Shakes are always the best.
But are they open, now?
They're open 24 hours. They're open. Waffle Houses and Steak and Shakes are open 24 hours, and then
Waffle Houses in Philly, so I don't have
Chick.
Oh, I highly doubt that, girlfriend. I highly doubt
no,
that.
No, I swear to you. You will not find any of those diners.
I bet you got a Huddle House.
No, there's, IHOPs, maybe.
Well, IHOP is okay, too. IHOP is open 24 hours, too, some places. Mm-hmm.
I got arrested at IHOP. No, thank you.
I bet you did, girl. You sound like you like to party.
Okay, Dan, are you there? Danny?
Yes, hello.
Okay, we're going to call a Taco Bell in Seattle, okay?
Let's do this.
Oh, yes.
Let's do this right now. I'm going to tell them I'm from SODMG Music Group. Soldier Boy.
Mm-hmm. Taco Bell's got to be open.
You got to call a Waffle House. Waffle House, stay paying them that call.
Waffle House, I'm trying to get something on the West Coast.
Maybe White House? Maybe White Castle? Maybe?
That's all that. Yeah, no, that's going to be.
Try White Castle or Denny's or Roscoe Chicken and Waffles. I called Roscoe Chicken and Waffles before.
Oh, geez, finally. Wow.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh my god, this time chat. I had to mute it. Somebody's playing Tone Beats. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, Denny's, Steak and Shake, Waffle House, Huddle House. All those places are open 24 hours.
Somebody just DM me a number of an establishment, and we'll call. Danny will call. We'll talk.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it all night long. Oh, yeah.
Come on, somebody. Get something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about a hotel restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona?
Hey, as long as they answer, I don't care, man. As long as they answer the phone, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's do that. Let's try the Sheraton Phoenix.
Sheraton, that's some good shit. Some high class shit.
All right, let's say, all right, Soldier Boy's on tour in Phoenix.
Oh yeah.
Hang on a second, I'm gonna get this dialed in here. Once again, Vince of the Bay here. We got 5 minutes left. We're gonna do a quick prank call with Danny, my co-host tonight. Now calling a hotel in downtown Phoenix. And here we go.
A warm welcome from the Sheraton Phoenix Downtown Hotel. We look forward to caring for your needs and exceeding your expectations.
Bitch,
for assistance with new or existing room reservations, please press 1. For transportation options from Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, please press 2. Looking to host a meeting or celebrate a special event with family and friends, please press 3 to connect with sales. To be connected with a guest services representative, please press 0.
Bingo.
Good evening. Thank you for calling us services. How may I hear you?
Hey, what's going on, girl? Hey, I'm from SODMG Music Group, and I was trying to see if we could come through to y'all restaurant tonight in about 2 hours.
Let me go ahead and connect you to the district manager and so they can let you know.
Sure. All right, that's good.
Thanks for calling Food and Beverage. This is Matt. How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on, Matt? Hey, listen, I'm from SODMG Music Group. We signed Soulja Boy. We have Soulja Boy on our records. Soulja Boy telling me, you know what I'm saying? We did a show in your area recently, and we're trying to see if we can come through and eat tonight in about 2 hours. We're coming through. We're going to have about 30 people with us, and we need to make sure that y'all can have at least enough room sectioned off, you know what I'm saying, sectioned off from the general public so that we can eat in peace, you know what I'm saying, we won't be harassed with autographs and pictures, you know what I'm saying.
We most likely won't be open in 2 hours. Could you hold for just a second?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to definitely hold because, listen, we are not afraid to reimburse, you know what I'm saying? We will definitely reimburse you for any inconvenience if you have to stay open extra long, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to cover that because we have tried every place in the city tonight and we have not been able to find anywhere to dine. It's my job. I'm with SODMG Music Group, and it's my job to book the eating establishment after the show. So, you know, that's what I'm.
What show did you guys have tonight?
Pardon me?
What show did you guys have tonight? Just curious.
Is your manager available?
I am the manager. I'm the manager on duty at the moment.
The manager. Why are you asking me questions, bitch? You know who SODMG is? I'll come to your house with a chopper, bitch. You want a fucking punk-ass white boy? I'll fucking bust a cap of your ass, bitch. You want to ask me questions, motherfucker? Who you think you is, bitch? Ask me questions, bitch. You know I can buy your wife, bitch. I can buy your girl, bitch. You know that, bitch? Bitch, you know that? All right,
They're gone.
He was asking too many questions, Vince. He's asking too many questions.
Troll. knew it was a troll.
He was asking too many questions, man. You gotta call somewhere stupider. You gotta call somewhere in the southeastern United States, man. You can't call Phoenix, Arizona. You gotta call somewhere in Atlanta, Georgia, dude. They don't ask any questions there.
Probably. He's probably listening to the show.
Well, yeah, he probably was, dude. Yeah, he probably was.
He will not be able to do any of that in a couple of minutes because we got to wrap things up. That you know, that was kind of a fail attempt, but hey, we tried.
I don't think it was a fail. I think it was pretty funny, to be honest. It was pretty funny.
Something. It wasn't as good as one of your calls the other night on Russell Radio.
Yeah, dude, my call the other night when I convinced them to allow blind seeing eye cats into the restaurant was pretty funny. But yeah, dude, you can't call Phoenix, Arizona. You got to call Atlanta, Georgia, or South Carolina, or somewhere. You can't call Phoenix, Arizona. Anyway, for future reference. You know.
Yeah. Okay, let's go around the horn here, get some final thoughts. We'll start with, Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
Dark Man's a faggot. He's going to get it. That's number one. Number two. Feminon, I would suck those titties, but you're kind of a cunt, so that's why I'm posting your nudes. It's not like you haven't done it many times before, because you're a whore. Anyway, Danny, you're awesome as always. Vince, fucking thanks for the little timeline today. That shit was hilarious. Nigger Christ, as always, hilarious. Ace, hilarious. Where's my penguins? Ordered those motherfuckers like a week ago. I got my nuclear command center all set up. I have the seats adapted specifically for a fairy penguin. I got him a little helmet with little fucking arrows that point up and little bars underneath. So he looks like whatever that is in the army. It's going to be awesome. I got him a little stogie, a little penguin stogie he can puff on. Other than that, balsamic vinaigrette for the win.
Oh my god, why you gotta say a
appreciate
why
you
the gotta
call.
Say a balsamic?
Channel zero, final thought.
Balsamic vinaigrette, dude. No, dude, you don't put that on chicken wings, dude.
Final thought, channel.
Fun show, Vince. It's always fun listening. One thing, you should move the show up because I'm on the East Coast and it's now 2 a.m. If you can get an earlier spot, that'd be much appreciated. We could always start you a wee pay if it costs a little more money.
No, it doesn't cost more money. It's just time. Okay, 8 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock my time. You know, it's we'll see. My show used to be 2 hours. Here. I actually moved it up 2 hours. You believe it or not? Okay, mom, any final thoughts?
Why does it say I'm muted? Oh, and you know that guy that says that you play that thing that says, like, I will skeet, skeet, skeet? Yo, you should hook it up. Let me meet that guy because his work, dude, flawless. Flawless. You know what I'm talking about?
For each hacker, I want to just skeet, 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 skeet down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots.
Like, I just want to shake his hand, yeah, that's all I want to do.
47, Agent 47, yeah, he's on Twitter.
I'll have to find him.
Great, thanks for calling, Mom. Ace, final thoughts.
Yeah, man, I got to give a shout-out or a big up there, rather, to Danny. That was fucking hilarious, regardless of whether or not it failed. Hammurabi, penguins should be on the way. I think it got screwed up at the post office, and they sent it back, and I have to resedate it and get it shipped back to you. But when you get it, make sure you get some of the Taco Bell fire sauce. It makes them fucking freak out, dude. Just try it. Yeah, anybody else that wants to buy a penguin, go to penguinsforsale.com with 4 as a numeric value, not a letter.
Coming on my show. Thanks, Ace. Frank the Tank, final thoughts.
Baba Louie, Howard Stern's penis.
Annie, final thoughts.
Yeah, if the beautiful lady that was on your show earlier was wondering where they can find a remix of that person saying skeet, 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 put to a beat put to some music.
Of course.
You know, put to an orchestra of digital orchestra, you know, you can go to youtube.com/user/asshurtpcqueers. Asshurtpcqueers. youtube.com/asshurtpcqueers. And you can see a remix of this Skeet Skeet Agent 47. And furthermore, I don't want to try to start no beef with nobody. This is Danny Dantalian speaking. I'm not trying to start no beef, dude. I'm a troll, dude. I troll the internet, dude. If you want to give me your password and direct message, that's between me and you. You don't have to involve your homeboys. But I do apologize for anything I said out of ego to anyone tonight, you know, specifically Darkman. Yeah, what I said out of you, that was out of my own ego, and I apologize. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all good, dude. Water under the bridge, dude. I'm just trying to stay positive, make music. You know, and just troll the internet in a fun way. You know what I'm saying? Just have fun, all right? You know, that's all I'm trying to do.
There it is. And, Nigger Christ. I forgot. Nigger Christ. Final thoughts.
Yeah, first off, the show's already over. Great time management there. Second off, Nigger Christ, hardest rapper living. Third off, Nigger Christ starting his own blog talk radio show soon. All y'all niggas out there better keep your ears open, because this shit gonna go hard.
Hell yeah.
Alright, look forward to it. Can't wait. I'd say the more blog talk radio shows, the better. That's it, Nigger Christ? Nigger Christ, that's it? Oh. Hello? Is this a woman? Mom, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're like, Future Greg and, just saying. I think we're up all night to get lucky, but I'm not sure.
Balls to you!
Okay. Do I sound better now?
Yeah.
All right.
What's up?
Hey, is this overtime? Oh, my God. This is where all the dirty talk goes down. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hey, you want me to send you some pics, girl? Hey, what's your Skype? I'll send you some pics.
I don't got Skype, yo. I don't have a fucking computer.
God. Oh, my God, what's your email? I'll send you some nudes.
maybe
what's your
if you
Twitter?
Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, what's your
Radical Cunt XX. Sadly.
Radical Cunt XX?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I like your name.
Oh, you've been popping up in my timeline a couple times today.
Oh my God, so beautiful.
Oh my God, you're followed by Snack Pack. I remixed one of his beats earlier this week.
Yeah, yo.
Oh my God, Snack Pack is so positive. Dude, I listen to Snack Pack on the daily.
I don't. His song, I heard his one song about, like, Hamburglars. I was
right?
Never again.
Right?
Like, Lil B draws the line. I'll listen to Lil B, but after that, Snack Pack's just like, nah. He's a cool dude, though.
Dude, Snack Pack
is
an excellent musician. Have you ever seen,
dude,
go look up what Snack, look up how Snack Pack records his music.
Followed.
You'll be seriously impressed. He's an amazing musician. He's a great pianist. He is a master pianist, dude. He can freaking bust out a beat on the piano like nothing, dude. He just starts freaking playing piano and it's like music comes out. It's like nothing, dude.
That takes some skills too, yo. Bust out a beat on the piano.
He's not like some freaking shot out LSD stoner like he pretends to be on his YouTube videos. There's more to him than that. Yeah.
See, there's nothing wrong with being a shot-out LSD mush brain fucker.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Unless you're Commander X. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah, no, there's just a point of, like, too far, and I know a bunch of people that cross that line. But they're still fucking hilarious, because they don't know
anything.
You
sound really pretty. You sound really pretty, you know what I'm saying? I would just like to, you know, maybe talk to you in private sometime. You sound like you're really pretty. I bet you're a brunette. Are you a brunette? You sound like a brunette.
Naturally, yes.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you're a brunette. Because you sound stupid as fuck, you stupid bitch, and you can never have this dick. I'm Danny Dintalian. Get out my face, bitch. Fucking skank ass. Fucking ratchet ass, bitch.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice attempt.
What just happened?
A roast.
Where'd Vince go?
Danny raged quit.
Did he?
Oh. I thought it was Vince. I was like, did Vince like fall over? So who's left?
Bitch, I'm here with.
I think Vince rage quit.
How can Vince rage quit? This is his show.
Yeah, nice cold beverage.
I like cold beverages. Uh-huh, stick it in the fridge.
It's kind of normal part. Danny just rage quit. But to give you radio reset, we got Mom, Hamrock's Code, Hero, and Frank the Tank, and a couple of people.
What up, bitch?
Keep listening. If you want to chime in, press the number one, and we'll add you into the call. We'll run until I get tired of it. Turn it off. Unless you guys have nothing left to say, and then I'll just turn it off.
What?
How about you shut the fuck up, Dan?
What?
Shut the fuck up, Dan.
Is Frank, is that you telling me to shut the fuck up?
I'm telling you to eat a dick, bitch.
All right. Well,
what's with all this raging, yo? It's hilarious.
All right. So people are gone now. Hammurabi left. All right. Now it's just me, Mom, and Zero, and a couple of lurkers. Channel Zero, I feel like you didn't get a chance to really say anything on the show. Is there anything on your mind, anything you want to share now? It's going to be recorded on the podcast, and more people end up listening to the podcast in, you know, the recorded version as opposed to the live version. So go for it.
Yeah, two things. Vince, your show seems like the Jerry Springer show for this out of Twitter. I don't know how you feel about that, but it seems like everybody gets on here. And whoever got on first, everybody who has a problem with them wants to jump in and fight publicly instead of on Twitter. They get even more of a show. And the second thing is, I have a project coming for a few people, and it's going to be fun, fun, fun. Computer project. It's not going to be public. It's only going to be for a few people to test out.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling, as always, dude. Mom, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, butt hurts is like a disease. But I think tonight there's not much positivity, you know, preach positivity all day, not really at all.
What I'm dealing with.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
So, Mom, what music do you want to hear what kind of music do you want to hear for the playout song?
I'm kind of stuck between like Modest Mouse and Red Hot Chili Peppers because like that's what I really wanted to hear earlier, but got Saving Jane instead. Like, what's that? I guess Modest Mouse because fucking I love them. But
I don't have any Modest Mouse. Something else.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, something else.
Oh my god, dude, you're so picky. Lose Yourself to Dance, Daft Punk. If you don't have that, then I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear music. You're just taking it too far now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're rustling my jimmies.
Oh really? Am I?
Yes, Vince.
Well, that's this song. Good night, Mom. Good night.
Good night.
Later, Ben.
I'm
thank you very nice.